Good evening, everyone. Madam Clerk, please read the sunshine notice.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Board of Commissioners' public meeting agenda for Tuesday, October 21st, 2025. The time is 7:06. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 21st, 2024 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Deputy Mayor Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Kelly?
Present.
All here.
Minutes, Madam Clerk?
Thank you. We have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for September 16, 2025. Motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And that's it for minutes.
Communications?
Thank you. St. Mary's Church has submitted an event application to hold their Family Fest on Friday, October 24, 2025, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 17 Monsignor Owens Place. Motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And that's it for communications.
We have two proclamations on the agenda for this evening. John, since they're yours and you're online, would you like to read them?
It's going to be difficult for you. Would you mind reading on that, please?
Not at all. Not at all. So who wants to get out first? The party on the left or the party on the right? So we'll go with Father Anthony Ferraro.
God before country.
Exactly. Exactly. So... All right, so on behalf of the Board of Commissioners, we have a proclamation tonight for Joseph Anthony Ferraro, Reverend. You good?
You have it under control.
Perfect. Whereas Joseph Anthony Ferraro was born on March 2, 1952, to Flora and Anthony Ferraro, and has three siblings, Anthony, Angelo, and Alan. And whereas Reverend Joseph Anthony Ferraro, KHS, was ordained for the Archdiocese of Newark on November 17, 1990. And whereas Reverend Ferraro will celebrate 35 years of serving the Lord and making a difference in the lives of Roman Catholic parishioners, not only in the Township of Nutley at Holy Family Church, but also at the Church of St. Anne in Garwood, Holy Rosary Roman Catholic Church in Jersey City, St. Joseph's in Maplewood, St. Anthony's of Padua in Belleville, and Holy Family Church here in Nutley. Whereas Reverend Ferraro has proudly dedicated his time and talent serving on the following Archdiocesan Councils: the Presbyterian Council, the Property Management Council, the Patrimony Council, as well as serving as a part-time spiritual director at Immaculate Conception Seminary. And whereas Reverend Ferraro has had the distinct honor of being named a Knight of the Holy Sepulchre in 2014 and the Nutley Belleville Parade Italian Man of the Year in 2024. Now, therefore, be proclaimed by the Mayor and the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey. We join Reverend Ferraro's family, friends, and the entire Holy Family community in congratulating Reverend Ferraro on the celebration of 35 years of dedicated service, and to thank him for his valued contribution to our township. Commissioners, would you like to share some thoughts?
Sure. Congratulations, Father Joe, over here. You know, it's 35 years of serving the spiritual needs of your parishioners, especially here in Nutley at Holy Family Church, and we congratulate you and thank you for all your efforts looking after us. It's great to honor you for that.
Thank you. Yes, I also would love to congratulate you. You're a familiar face everywhere I go in Nutley. I always see you all around. I say that our priests in Nutley work harder than the politicians do. You're always at more events. It's an honor, really well deserved. You do a great job over there. I'm so happy to see all the sisters with you also. In closing, please continue to pray for all of us in Nutley and on a broader note, even our country. You know, I hope that our beliefs and our religion pulls us all back together. So thank you for your service, Father.
Yes, thank you. Father, congratulations on 35 years of service. Thank you for taking care of all of our people and countless others that I'm sure you've come across in all of your travels. And thank you for serving our church and our Lord. God knows that in these days, it's not an easy task, but you do it effortlessly. So thank you very much for being you. Congratulations.
John, I will share some comments and I'll let you go last. So, Father, congratulations on 35 years. I won't add to what my commissioners have already said because I'd be repeating it for the fourth time. I would avoid that, but I would say is, as you look to the future, may your life be filled with peace, with happiness, and many wonderful, joyous things as you reflect on such a wonderful career. So thank you for everything that you've done.
And Father, I'd like to echo the sentiments of my fellow commissioners, and I apologize for not being able to be there with you to celebrate this occasion tonight, but I'm looking forward to celebrating with you when I return. Your shepherd and wisdom and guidance is needed now more than ever, and I think it's we're blessed and honored that you were able to come to Nutley to spend at least one third of your priestly mission here in Nutley and guiding the flock of Nutley. We're blessed to have your service, and we hope that you can continue to serve us because it's been a great source of wealth and wisdom and guidance for our community. And so I just want to thank you and congratulate you and wish you continued success as a priest of the Archdiocese.
Would you like to come up and we'll take a picture? She's a hoot. That's funny, though.
I just want to thank all very much. I'm very humbled, and this milestone, I can't believe that it's 35 years. It seems like yesterday, actually. I still remember the day. It seems like yesterday I was in the seminary, and the days have just accelerated, but to be here almost 12 years and ministering here in Nutley has been an honor and a pleasure. It continues to be, and I'm truly grateful for all of you, for your prayers and support for the parish as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll move on to our second proclamation this evening. This is for the Friends of the Library, for National Friends of the Library Week, 2025. Whereas the Friends of the Nutley Library raise money that supports the continued excellence of our library, providing the resources for additional programming, much-needed equipment, support for the children's summer reading, and special events throughout the year. And whereas the Friends' support of the 2025 summer reading program resulted in 800 children registered for the summer reading program with a total of 456,466 minutes read, 86 teens registered for a total of 102,357 minutes read, and 139 adults registered with 1,165,588 minutes read. Whereas the work of the Friends highlights and highlights on an ongoing basis the fact that our library is the cornerstone of the community, providing opportunities for all to engage in the joy of lifelong learning and connect with the thoughts and ideas of others from ages past to present. And whereas the Friends understand the critical importance of well-funded libraries and advocate to ensure that our library gets the resources it needs to provide a wide variety of enhanced services for all ages, including access to educational programs, print materials, museum passes, and tablets. Whereas the Friends' gift of their time and commitment to the library sets an example for all in how volunteerism leads to positive civic engagement and the betterment of our community. Now therefore be proclaimed by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that declares October 19th through October 25th at 2025 as Friends of the Libraries Week, and urge everyone to join the Friends of the Library and thank them for all they do to make our library and community so much better. Commissioner Scarpelli, would you like to?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. You know, it's a pleasure at the farmer's market. We have the library come out once a month to come out and make sure everybody gets their library cards and read and, you know, promote the reading. And we appreciate all your volunteer efforts on behalf of the township and the library. Thank you for all your efforts.
I'd just like to thank each and every one of you also. We have a first-class library, and it's a lot of hard work, and the thanks goes to you. I really consider it one of Nutley's gems. When my mom was alive, she used to always say to me, should we be spending a little more time in that library, Alphonse? But I tried getting there. But I can remember going to Washington School and attending the Nutley Library in first or second grade. We walked up there, and from back in the early 70s, as much as I hate to admit that, when I took that walk, look at what it is today, and the thanks goes to you for that. And my mother was right, knowledge is power, and you guys share that with our youth, so thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. I just want to also echo what everyone else has already said. Thank you very much for all that you do for our township. I know the mission of the library has changed somewhat over the years. We've come a long way from the Dewey Decimal System. All right, we are a modern library. It's a thriving library, and you're not only the Friends of the Library, but you're also our friends, and we cherish each and every one of you. So thank you again for everything that you do.
So for my comments, the library has always been an important part of my family, both my family as well as my wife, Yolanda Parada, and her family. I cherish my memory sitting on the board because I learned so much about how vital a vibrant library is to the health and of a community, right? And building community spirit and building, as it says in your proclamation, a commitment towards lifelong learning and a place to go and do that. I remember my father-in-law would go to the library. He'd go outside, he'd eat an apple, go to the library, and he would read. And one time he came home and my mother-in-law almost killed him because he sat down and talked to her for a half hour about a wonderful article he read about horse manure. So there's something there for everybody. So anyway, congratulations. It's wonderful, everything that you do. And it's just wonderful to have you part of the community and your sense of volunteerism. Mayor Kelly?
Yes, thank you. Like so many of you, the operation is an important part of my life since I was very young. Probably like around three, since I was three, I had my library card. My wife and I would walk to the library often. The library is integral to this community, and so many children, adults, find a lot of knowledge in its halls, and I don't know where this community would be without the library, so it's important to everyone here, and it's important to making this community the destination that it is. And so I just want to thank you and hope and pray that you guys continue the good work that you do.
Would you like to come up or we'll take a picture?
Thank you for having us. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm the president of the Friends in my third year, and we're having fun with lots of activities. Our popular book sale starts tomorrow with a preview session of book sale for only Nutley Library Card holders from 4 to 7. It's a special treat for them. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we have a new event called Flower Arranging at the library on November 24th. There's a trip to St. John the Divine coming up in November and our traditional Christmas show in December at Hunterdon Playhouse. Our member volunteers make all these things happen. We're passionate about helping in the library and the community, and our volunteers are amazing. Thank you again for having us.
So on behalf of the Nutley Public Library, I want to thank the Friends of the Library for their incredible dedication and generosity. The Friends play a vital role in helping our library thrive, supporting programs, events, and initiatives that enrich the lives of people of all ages in our community. To each of the members of the Friends, I want to thank you for your time, your creativity, and your unwavering belief in the importance of our library. We are so grateful for all of you to do and make the Nutley Public Library a welcome and vibrant place for everyone.
So we're going to move on to our regular portion of our meeting, but we'll take a few minutes if you'd like to leave. You're welcome to leave.
That was quick.
I got some.
So let's move on to reports. Commissioner Petracco, I'm sorry no one's here for your report, but please cover your report.
I hear there's a lot of people zooming in, Deputy Mayor, so we have our public safety report. Thank you so much.
I heard it's a good one, too.
Yes. Took me a long time.
We have one discussion tonight, and we are required by statute to complete an annual best practices checklist for the community in order to secure our state aid. And I'm pleased to report that we've completed the checklist. We scored a 40 on it, and the minimum score was 32, so we were well above the minimum requirement for completing a checklist. This checklist is crafted by the Division of Community Affairs every year. It includes different questions, so you can't fill it out once. You have to kind of continue to evolve and address what they believe are the best practices, and we've consistently operated above the minimum. Let's move on to bills.
Thank you. Bill list for October 21st, 2025. Public Affairs, $109,914.35. Revenue and Finance, $3,213,393.25. Public Safety, $60,182.60. Public Works, $102,163.52. Parks and Public Property, $290,843.02. Water and Sewer Utility, $1,357,386.63. Payroll as of October 10, 2025, regular payroll total, $992,123.06. Overtime payroll total, $85,520.05. Total payroll, $1,077,643.11. For a grand total of $6,211,526.48.
Move the bills.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And that's it for bills.
Great. Anyone wish to approach the microphone and comment on agenda items only? Seeing no one, Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, thank you. Tomorrow evening at Ralph's Pizzeria from 7 to 9, the Greater Nutley Cancer Foundation will have a meet and greet. Everyone's invited. We encourage everyone to please attend. It's a great organization. They do great work. And on Friday, the 24th, from 6:30 to 8:30, we will have our Nutley Parks Department Halloween Spooktacular, and that will run from 6:30 to 8:30. So we encourage everyone to also attend. Thank you.
That's this coming Friday.
This coming Friday, correct.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Nothing, Deputy Mayor.
Commissioner Petracco?
Yes, Deputy Mayor. I would just request that the board, not we lost a really good friend of our town, Michael Higgins.
Yes.
And the family, I would just request that if we could have a moment of silence.
I agree with you. Do the same.
Thank you.
It's a sad loss. A very sad loss. I don't have anything specific, but on a brighter note, I want to commend the three of you on the St. Patrick, the Columbus Day Parade, and walking on Sunday. I think you held up the Board of Commissioners very well. I apologize, I wasn't able to walk. And I know John tried to get there, but he just couldn't get his plane to work out the right way. So, but thank you. Thank you for holding up our end. Ordinances, we have only a public hearing tonight on second reading. Commissioner Petracco. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, John. Yes.
No problem. Yes, I apologize. I wasn't able to manage the parade. I look forward to next year. This Thursday, October 23rd, from 6 to 9 p.m., we'll be having the Nutley Trivia Night again. Our first one was a great success. This one will be at North Mount Inn, 2 East Pacific Avenue, from 6 to 9 p.m. It will be trivia based on music, Nutley, and movies and television, and costumes are encouraged.
Thank you, Mayor. Moving on to ordinance, Commissioner Petracco.
Thank you.
I have ordinance number 3601, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the Code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to add to the location set forth. This is for 11 Oakley Terrace, 115 Church Street, and 25 Essex Street. I've moved to open.
Seeing no one, move to close.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's move on to resolutions. Commissioner Scarpelli.
Second, Deputy Mayor.
Okay.
Whereas Nutley is a member of the Morris County Cooperative Pricing Council, and whereas the Morris County Co-op awarded a bid for curbing, contract number 6, district number 6, to Cefelli and Sons General Contracting, 81 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. Whereas Nutley wishes to utilize the Morris County Co-op to install, remove, and replace concrete curbing with restoration on Brookdale Avenue and Nutley. And whereas funds are available from account number C0455-17401 in the amount of $28,120.96, and account number C0455-181409 in the amount of $39,122.54, for a total award of $67,243.50, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Said certification be attached to this resolution. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners Township of Nutley County, Bedford State, New Jersey, that a contract be awarded to Cefelli and Sons General Contracting for the total amount not to exceed $67,243.50, and the mayor and the township clerk are hereby authorized to enter into and sign said contract for the Township of Nutley. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's all I have, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. I see Commissioner Petracco. You have don't have any resolutions tonight?
You wore me out the last meeting.
Commissioner Tucci, I see you don't either. Is it? This might be a virus.
It's also correct.
John, they're beating me up here. So I'll go next. John, you can go last, as customary. Whereas the State of New Jersey Statute 54:4-3.30 provides that war veterans who were honorably discharged from active service in a time of war in any branch of the armed services of the United States who have been or shall be declared by the United States Veterans Administration to be 100% totally and permanently disabled connected to their wartime service, a full tax exemption of their dwelling and the lot on which it is situated, and whereas the following taxpayer has filed an application for allowance of the full exemption with proper supporting documentation, thus making the taxpayer eligible. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Stephen Plummer be granted full exemption from the payment of property taxes from September 24, 2025, and all subsequent years thereafter on the property identified as Block 5102, Lot 6, also known as 113 Mapes Avenue. Be it further resolved that the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund $354.83 for 2025 property taxes. So move.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, New Jersey, that there is hereby established in the Department of Revenue and Finance a petty cash account for the year 2026 in the amount of $650, said funds to be in the custody of the cashier. All petty cash vouchers are to be approved by the department designee and authorized by the purchasing agent or her designee. So move.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
The next resolution is a designation of the Public Agency Compliance Officer. This is not a full-time position, but we ask our employees to step in on matters like this. Whereas in accordance with NJAC 17:273-2, each public agency, the Township of Nutley, shall designate an individual to serve as the public agency compliance officer, which serves as the liaison between the Department of Treasury, the Division of Public Contracts, Equal Employment Opportunity, and the Township of Nutley. whereas PACO serves as the public agency's point of contact for all matters concerning implementation and administration of the above reference statute, and is responsible for assuring that no public contract may be awarded nor any monies paid until the contractor has agreed to the contract performance which complies with the approved affirmative action plan, and now therefore be resolved by the Mayor and the Board of Commissioners, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, hereby appoints Eleni Pettis, Municipal Clerk, as the Township's PACO for the calendar year 2026. Be it further resolved that in accordance with NJSA 10:5-31 et esq. And NJAC 17:27.3.2, the Township Clerk is hereby authorized and directed to forward a certified copy of this resolution to the State of New Jersey Department of Treasury Division of Contract Compliance and EEO and Affirmative Action in Public Contracts, P.O. Box 209, Trenton, New Jersey. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire the services of a registered municipal accountant to conduct an annual audit of the Township of Nutley books, accounts, and financial transactions, inclusive of the Nutley Public Library, within 5 months after the close of the fiscal year as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A.20.5, and whereas the Chief Financial Officer has determined and certified in writing that the value of the aggregate service provided by the vendor for 1 year will exceed $53,000, whereas the anticipated term of this contract is 12 months from January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026, whereas Nizavachia LLP, Certified Public Accountants and Consultants, 200 Valley Road, Suite 300, Mount Arlington, New Jersey, has submitted a fee schedule totaling $178,500 for providing such services. Whereas Nizavachia LLP, Certified Public Accountants and Consultants, has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification which certifies that they have not made any disqualifying reportable contributions to a public or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. Whereas funds will be available in account 601-222-205 in the amount of $99,000 for the Township of Nutley, and account 605-706-205 in the amount of $79,500 for the public library, and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2026 municipal budget. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, authorizes the Mayor to enter into a contract with Nizavachia LLP, Certified Public Accountants and Consultants, to provide the above services. Be it further resolved that the business entity disclosure certification and the determination of value be placed on file with this resolution. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
My last resolution, whereas the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, has previously issued its bonds and bond anticipation notes and other debt obligations, and whereas in connection with the issuance of certain bonds and for the purpose of assisting underwriters to comply with Rule 15C-12 under the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, the Township has covenanted and entered into one or more undertakings or agreements to provide continuing disclosure to the public marketplace, whereas the continuing disclosure obligation requires the Township to file certain financial information and notice of certain events in specific places and at specified times, and the Township is desirous of retaining a professional firm that specializes in continuing disclosure matters to make the necessary filings at the specified place, specified time, as part of the Township's continuing disclosure obligation, whereas funds will be available in account 601-208-205 subject to the adoption of the 2026 municipal budget, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, as follows. The Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute an agreement with NW Financial Group, 2 Hudson Place, Hoboken, New Jersey, for the services of professional financial audit services for the total amount not to exceed $1,500 in accordance with the proposal. This contract, too, is awarded without competitive bidding as a professional service in accordance with NJSA 48:11-5(1)(a) of the local public contracts law, because the contract is for a service performed by a person authorized by law to practice a recognized profession that is regulated by law. Notice of this action will be printed once in the Nutley Sun, the legal newspaper of the Township of Nutley. So move.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you. Mayor Kelly?
Thank you. Just bear with me. Whereas draft license applications have been received from the following organizations: Johnny Fulton Middle School, PTO, for an on-premise 50 cash raffle, for on-premise merchandise raffle, both of those Saturday, April 25th, 2026, and an on-premise 50 cash raffle Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. Whereas the applications have received, have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be resolved by the commission of defense and another kind of investigation, which is the acquisition license, and hereby approved. Municipal clerk's authorization to said license. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. This is on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners, where the Township has a need for continued services of consultants specialized in matters of governmental relations, primarily related to the ongoing redevelopment of Hoffman Roach, cited as an unfair or unlawful contract pursuant to the Great Statute Sanitation Title 19, 44A.25, whereas the Board of Commissioners have determined the construct of ocean located at 244 Chestnut Street, Township Nutley, thus to provide these services. Thomas Greco of Public Street LLC has submitted a proposal to provide professional services at the $7,000 per month. And whereas the statute permits the award of contract without public bidding, whereas the anticipated term of this contract is Wednesday, is from November 1st, 2025 through October 31st, 2026, and the funds are available from account 601-102-200, 601-201-200, 601-302-200, 601-402-200, 601-502-200, and $16,000, $800 per department, totaling $84,000, has been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. This certification being attached, where Thomas Greco of LLC has completed its then disclosure certification, with certified that may not have any approval by any contributions to litigation. So, what if the Council Candidate Committee and the other contributions bring in the contract that may have approval of contributions? The term of concept, therefore, being so, the Board of Commissioners nationality, same injuries that the mayor's at all rights and the contract, Thomas Greco of LLC, and the professional surgery, but the solid country's resolution, well, the contract will be based on file with municipal clerk of the Township of Nutley, and a notice that in accordance with both full contract laws and the period of form of past year two shall be published on Nutley Sun. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Just a minor modification. This contract lapses 25 with 26, so funds are available through December 31st, 2025, and they will be available through October 31, 2026, subject to the adoption of the 2026 budget. It doesn't change anything, but it's a clarification of the resolution. John, I'm sorry, that should have been in there.
No worries, thank you.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. Where the Town of Nutley has a need for outside litigation, Council reference to Ariana versus Town of Nutley. Document number ESX-L-1282-23 through a non-fair, non-on-time professional service pursuant to New Jersey statute annotated penalty 1843-2025, New Jersey statute annotated Title 28A-11-1. As amended, and whereas the developer from Bruno Ferraro, Esquire, 3-117, North Suite 211, on the very New Jersey, Figure 7070, by the private service, where Bruno Ferraro, Esquire, submitted in 2025. Fee schedule for private service at an hourly rate of $250 for legal services by attorneys and an hourly rate of $2 by paralegal and law clerk. Where the contract will not exceed $15,000 for the period October 15, 2025 through October 14, 2026, when funds are available and will be available subject to the adoption of 2026 budget from accounts 501-012-205 and 601-012-205 to be certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being subject to the adoption of the 2026 municipal budget. Where law firm Bruno Ferraro has completed and submitted the business entity disclosure certification, certified by the AFMA and corporate disqualifying contributions to a political candidate, political candidate committee, and passed on the previous one year that followed the statute. Or the national total pay play ordinance or the election law enforcement commission disclosure requirement, and therefore be resolved the Board of Commissioners of Pension Nelly Canvas State of Jersey contract for outside litigation and counsel as files that may clerk Pension Nelly hereby object and direct to execute, seal, and deliver a 2025 contract for professional legal services with Bruno Ferraro Esquire, pursuant to non-fair non-open process in accordance with the New Jersey statute. Annotated Title 19-34A-2025 for the term beginning October 15, 2025 through October 14, 2026. The state of Oregon has received $15,000 for this resolution as well as a contract for business entity disclosure, business entity certification, business entity disclosure, technical contributions to the file of the clerk. The copy of the resolution shall be published and required by law within 10 days of this passage. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. Whereas November is recognized across the United States and the Indian American Heritage Month, at a time to honor our histories, diverse cultures, and diverse traditions, and the invaluable contributions of the Americans, Alaska Natives and Indigenous peoples, and whereas the 2025 National Theme is revitalizing Indigenous connections, emphasize the importance of honoring and preserving cultural traditions, histories, and ancestral wisdom that have been passed down through generations. My ancestral Indigenous heritage continues to shape our communities and share it and share humanity. Whereas Indigenous peoples have maintained profound spiritual, ecological, and communal relationships with the land and nature, forming the foundation of sustainable practices and stewardships that continue to form our understanding of balance, respect, and connection. Whereas another theme of this year is observing storytelling and sharing the full narratives of those, the power of the Indigenous voices, and the vital act of reclaiming and sharing stories that have too often gone unheard, recognizing that storytelling is safe and means to preserve history, identity, and truth. Whereas by learning from the voices and experience of Native Americans past present, we enrich our collective awareness and appreciation for the resilience, artistry, and wisdom that have long defined Indigenous communities that therefore be resolved. The Board of Commissioners of Township Nelly can hereby recognize and learn that Native American Heritage Month will call upon all residents to join in celebrating beauty and revitalizing Indigenous connections and sharing untold stories. Embracing this month as a time of reflection, respect, and renewal of our shared commitment to diversity and inclusion. And
second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Mayor. That concludes the formal agenda for the evening. Would anyone from the public wish to approach the microphone and comment this evening? Seeing no one, Madam Clerk, we have to go into executive this evening.
Okay.
Yes, Deputy Mayor, we do have a need to go into closed session to discuss contract negotiations.
Can I have a motion, please?
Move it.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public bodies of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley move into closed executive session to discuss contract negotiations. Be it further resolved that at the time when such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosures may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Deputy Mayor Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
There will be no formal businesses, further businesses evening. A motion, need a motion
to adjourn. Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
The time is 7:57.